Pharmaceutical Association of Zambia concerned with abuse of Benylin, and Parliament urges effective implementation of new safety law. President of the Pharmaceutical Association of Zambia, PAZ, Kigan Mwape, has expressed concern with the abuse of Benylin by some individuals to intoxicate themselves and engage in unlawful activities. Mr. Mwape has described the development as unfortunate, noting that the misuse of medicines poses serious risks to public health and safety. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mwape stated that the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, which is mandated to regulate medicines that are sold or distributed to the public, is making efforts to ensure that abuse of all forms of drugs is addressed and perpetrators brought to book. Mr. Mwape added that members of the association are also vigilant and highly trained professionals who ensure medicines are dispensed in accordance with established guidelines. The Parliamentary Committee on National Economy, Trade and Labour Matters has emphasized the need for effective implementation of the Occupational Health and Safety Act No. 16 of 2025, which has been enacted into law for the benefit of Zambians. Speaking when the committee paid a courtesy call on Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary, Colonel Grandson Katambi, in Solwezi today, committee chairperson Siveso Sefulo said the committee was in the province to engage stakeholders and raise awareness on the bill and ensure its effective implementation. Mr. Fulo, who is also Mwandi Constituency Member of Parliament, said engagements with key stakeholders such as the Occupational Health and Safety Institute will also enable the committee to identify gaps in existing legislation early and enhance effective implementation. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Another round of U.S. brokered talks on ending the war in Ukraine has begun in Abu Dhabi, but expectations of a breakthrough are slim. The Indian Trade Minister says Delhi will be diversifying its energy sources amid changing global circumstances. Piyush Goyal's comments follow President Trump's announcement of a trade deal with India, under which import tariffs on Indian goods will be lowered to 18% from 50% in exchange for Delhi halting its purchase of Russian oil. The Hamas-run civil defense authorities in Gaza say at least 17 people have been killed in overnight Israeli airstrikes. The dead include women and children.
The U.S. dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 73 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 26 kwacha 98 ngwe. The euro is trading at 23 kwacha 27 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 23 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Snooker legend and BBC commentator John Virgo has died aged 79. Virgo enjoyed an 18-year professional career, winning the UK Championship and reaching the semi-finals of the World Championship in 1979. He is perhaps best known for his post-playing career, presenting popular snooker TV show Big Break alongside comedian Jim Davidson from 1991 to 2002. Following his retirement from playing in 1994, Virgo became a BBC commentator. His last commentary for the BBC came 17 days ago when Kyron Wilson beat John Higgins in the Masters final. It is partly sunny with a thunderstorm expected, with the highs reaching 24 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear with the temperature dropping to as low as 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Pharmaceutical Association of Zambia concerned with abuse of Benylin, and Parliament urges effective implementation of new safety law. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages. Suckers official number one hit music station.